me first what your name and title is.
I'm Dave Gust, and my family owns the ranch. This ranch is about 8,000 acres. It's got 2,400 head of mama cows and then 1,200 head of babies at any one time, because half of them calve in the fall, half of them calve in the spring. And it has a feedlot now which holds 5,000 head of cattle. And we bring them in here when they're about 600 pounds, and they leave here when they're between 1,350 and 1,400 pounds. But we don't tell them where to go.
And how long have you been in the business, Dave?
1991.
Tell us about the event that we had here, this Lunch and Learn program. You know, what you thought about the turnout here and the purpose of it.
Well, the purpose of it is so people like you can come and interview us and get the word out to all the people in the state of Missouri that Missouri is basically an agriculture in the place. I mean, you know, there's Kansas City and St. Louis, and a little bit in Columbia, and then you got the lake for tourism. But the state itself is all agriculture between corn and soybeans and cattle. And that's where the money comes from. That's what people have to realize.
Now, we had lunch here, right here in the middle of a feedlot.
Right.
And feedlots are relatively rare in Missouri anyway.
There's only three.
And the fact is that we were able to have lunch right here in the middle of a feedlot, and you can't smell a thing here.
Thank you. I'm glad you said it. Well, the feedlot was designed with we went for a year. We traveled all over the world to look at places, and what we found is that the sawdust, there's seven sawmills within maybe 10, 15 miles of here in different directions. And they were producing sawdust, and they couldn't get rid of it. So now we give them trailers. They load the sawdust into our trailers, and we bring it back here, and we use it for bedding. And the sawdust acts sort of like kitty litter. You know, it absorbs the ammonia, which is the smell. And we change it every 2 weeks, because it lasts about that long for 100 head of cattle, which is what's in a pen. And then we compost it and make it into fertilizer. Turns into black dirt.
Now, part of the purpose of these Lunch and Learns is to get people, business people, and people from your community out here to be able to see the operation. When you were building this feedlot, a couple of years ago you hosted a Lunch and Learn
Yeah.
What was the reaction of the community that time, and how do they feel now?
It wasn't bad. I mean, people understood that. First off, you know, at Circle A, when we do something, we either do it right or we don't do it. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, when we put up a fence, we put up a fence the last 50 years, not the last a week and a half. So, they knew that we were going to do something good, and now we proved it.
And what kind of relationship do you have with the community around Huntsville?
Well, we support a lot of, you know, youth baseball and football and stuff like that, and make contributions. I mean, you know, geez, I hate to tell you how many little plaques I got on the wall from teams that we contribute to, or organizations and the FFA, and you know. We're community minded. Family's the number one thing. You can see that from the picture of my family. Family's number one thing in the world. You can have friends, but you always got family.
All right, very good. Thanks so much, Dave.